Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello and welcome to a Friday Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid and all across the Sports Grid network. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch, where you can find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. We are here together live for the next 3 hours up until 11 a.m. Eastern time. A Friday to look back on a lone NBA playoff game on a Thursday. On the ice, Stanley Cup postseason action as well. Around a shorter late on a Thursday in Major League Baseball, the Tigers continue to score a ton of runs inside Coors Field. But DRS, we are also here on this Friday morning to set the stage for a glorious sports weekend. Tons of NBA playoff action, tons of Stanley Cup playoff action, and a very full Friday slate around the bigs as well. It's May. We hope the temperatures continue to get warmer and warmer. It is springtime, DRS. It's a good time here on this Friday.
Looks like we might be at that point here in the Northeast, Ben. We have that 50 to 60 degree day that's raining. All of a sudden, the weekend opens up and it's 75 and 80 all the way through this summer, which is something we certainly wait for. But understand this is a monster weekend ahead. And also talking about the NBA, are you buying back in on teams that we expected to have dominance in round number two? We're absolutely getting dominated in round number two. You have the Edmonton Oilers continue to provide that fire here with exciting games left and right. It's a good time on the sports calendar. The end of a week. Friday is payday, and we're here to provide that entertainment.
In DRS, this NBA playoff weekend will feature a change of locale and venue for the first time here in round number two. Could it feature a change in the direction of the second round sets? Of course, we start with what we saw on a Thursday night in Minneapolis without Steph Curry. The Golden State Warriors, who stole game number one on the road against the Timberwolves, hoping to do the same in game number two. How would Minnesota respond to losing on their own home floor? Would they take advantage not just of the home court, but Steph Curry not being there for Golden State? The answer to both of those questions, a resounding yes. Minnesota blows out the Warriors without Stephen Curry, 117-93. A 24-point win for the Timberwolves. They cover as a 10.5-point home favorite. A low total at 201 and a hook. Skies over. The Timberwolves even the set, DRS, at a game apiece.
Yeah, taking a look at this game overall, I like the under 201.5, and watching the first parts of that first quarter, like, man, this game might not even get to 175 points, but they did get over the total. The other two prop bets that I really liked that we talked about yesterday is the questioning of Buddy Hield. I said, he's going to shoot 10 3-point shots yesterday. Well, he didn't. He shot 9, but still made 4 to go over that number. And also, Anthony Edwards in a blowout possibility doesn't need to score 30 points or his requisite 28 to get over 27.5. He only stayed at 20, and it didn't matter. You saw yesterday exactly how the rest of this series is probably going to play out. The Warriors without Steph Curry, they just don't have enough firepower. I don't want to say got lucky to win game number one. They won game number one, but that's more likely what you're going to see over the remaining parts of the series without Steph Curry. That is an uphill climb, and it's only 1-1, even though the Warriors will have home court advantage. You reestablish power for the Timberwolves. Now you can take that deep breath and head on your way in this series.
And we go to San Francisco tomorrow night on a Saturday evening where the Warriors will host, but as an underdog for game number 3. Of course, Steph Curry ruled out through at least game number 4, will be reevaluated next week to see his status for the remainder of this second round series, regardless of how the duration plays out. Also a scary moment for the T-Wolves last night, DRS, midway through that second quarter, about 5:56 remaining before the halftime break. Anthony Edwards exits with a left ankle injury. He came back, though, at the half and played 19 of 24 minutes in the third and fourth quarters to seal that win. Tied at a game apiece between the Timberwolves and the Warriors. Each of our two Western Conference semifinals tied at a game apiece. Each of our two Eastern Conference semis, the top seed and the favorite in both games, trails 0-2. Might that change on this Friday? A doubleheader of action in Indianapolis and in Denver. You know, it's a pretty minimal night in the NBA when second up in 7-7 is Stanley Cup playoff action. The Oilers in OT win their second consecutive game in Vegas, 5-4. Leon Draisaitl, the winner for the Oilers. They take that 2-0 series advantage over the Golden Knights, and the Caps respond with a 3-1 win in D.C. to even up their second round series against the Carolina Hurricanes at a game all.
Capitals absolutely needed that. Can't go down 0-2 in your own building. They evened up that series before it heads back to Carolina. But also, you take a look at the Golden Knights, one of the better teams in the NHL, and home ice advantage down 0-2 to Edmonton. Fun games all the way through. You know one thing with the Oilers. They're going to score a lot of goals. They score 5, which includes the overtime winner. I love to cheer on the Edmonton Oilers. That's a fun bunch here. Love to see them up 2-0. Let's keep Edmonton alive as long as possible.
Donnie's Western Conference team, if he has his affinity for the Flyers, he loves McDavid, Draisaitl, and the boys out there in Edmonton. All right, DRS, some Major League Baseball news. A 9-game slate on a Thursday, but really before it got started, the Pittsburgh Pirates shelving their manager in Derek Shelton. Fired early on into his 6th year after a miserable start for the Buccos. They are 12-26. In his previous 5 full seasons as the manager of the Pirates, the RS, Pittsburgh never finished better than 10 games sub 500.
You don't really pay attention to managers all that much, but the fact that you just said he was there for 5 previous seasons, I wouldn't even know. If you would have told me who Derek Shelton was, I had no idea he was the manager for the Pittsburgh Pirates, let alone he's been there 6 years. Shows how insignificant that franchise has been. But of course, blame the manager because the payroll is so low. Imagine going into a competition every single day, every single year, where you don't pay any of your players and the expectations are, why aren't you winning these games together? Man, what a scapegoat out there in Pittsburgh. That's a shame.
A big-time scapegoat, DRS, for a team and an organization that will not back even its best and brightest young talent. Only a matter of time before Paul Skeens is probably playing elsewhere. The Pirates also news dumping that as a new pope was elected yesterday at the Vatican City. An American pope, Pope Leo XIV, the first ever pope from the United States. And he's from Chicago. We'll talk about the White Sox a little bit later on. Rafael Devers, DRS, a big day for the Sox yesterday as they knock off the Rangers in the rubber match 5-0. But Devers, after the injury to Tristan Cassis, who is now out for the remainder of this year, the Red Sox starting first baseman, telling reporters, listen, they are he asked me to move from the hot corner to make way for Alex Bregman to become a DH. I put my glove away. I'm not going to get a new first baseman, Mitt.
Yeah, just get rid of him. Trade him. He's a very good player, and if you put him on a team, he's going to be able to get RBI. He's going to be able to hit 300 on a season, hit for power. Just keep him happy. I can't imagine an organization telling their best player that you can't play multiple positions and just upsetting him. Understand this. Many people out there, Ben, would say, this isn't a big deal story. He should just do that. It's in your mindset here. If you're worried about a new position, that affects every single integral part of your game that made you such a great player. Red Sox, just trade the guy now. You obviously don't want him.
A slow start this year for Rafi at the dish. 2-for-3 yesterday, a homer and 2 ribbies to lead the Red Sox to that victory. DRS, we discussed yesterday, the ace for the Reds, Hunter Green, placed on the IL with that injured groin.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not a good look, because as we talked about it, that's 2 weeks down, 2 weeks to ramp back up, down 5 to 6 weeks overall for one of the best young pitching prospects in baseball that was really turning the corner.
Yes, he certainly was. Big NL West divisional duel yesterday out in Phoenix. The Diamondbacks holding off the LA Dodgers 5-3. Arizona led 5-0. The Dodgers did rally in the 8th and the 9th, but a little bit too late.
Yeah, how about that? Fought with a very good start, and also Yamamoto really getting around a little bit. That's a great division, man. We'll watch that all summer long.
Gabe Moreno, a grand salami for Arizona. Yoshi Yamamoto, DRS, allowed 5 earned yesterday, more than he had given up in his previous 7 starts to begin this season. Some NFL news for the Carolina Panthers. They cut the veteran defensive lineman, Jadeveon Clowney. Second-year running back Jonathan Brooks placed on the PUP list. He re-injured his ACL during his rookie campaign last year.
Yeah, dream come true for Clowney. He gets cut, doesn't have to go through any OTAs. He'll probably sign a day before the season. It's what he does.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How would the Warriors look without Steph Curry for game number 2 in the Twin Cities? Would Minnesota respond, evening up this second round set after losing in game number 1 and looking abysmal offensively? Those were the main narratives in storylines entering game number 2, our only NBA playoff game on a Thursday night in Minneapolis. In DRS, without Steph and Curry, Golden State obviously just does not look the same, and the Timberwolves do take advantage to even this series at a game apiece. In dominant and impressive fashion, 117-93, a 24-point win for Minnesota. They easily cover as a 10.5-point home favorite. A much better offensive night out of the T-Wolves from the very start. They started the game on a 13-0 spurt. They go over their team total in the game total of 201 and a hook. Skies over as well. Minnesota has even this series, DRS, in the absence of Steph Curry at a game all.
Yes, they have, and they needed that in any which way possible. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be ugly. It can be either which way. And yesterday, you got a combination of both. It was ugly to start, but really, it was ugly on the Golden State Warriors. Now, in the previous game, number 2, that we take a look at in the Eastern Conference with the Boston Celtics and New York Knicks, like, the Celtics actually lost game 2, but what I like is my favorite bet in that game. -6.5 first half for the Boston Celtics, which they covered, because you have to establish your home court. And I ended up blowing that game because I didn't want to cover 10-plus points at that point, and I didn't bet it yesterday with the Minnesota Timberwolves. I want to point that out. But if there was a way that I probably missed out on betting, it was establishing your home court advantage, knowing the other team didn't have their best player. And you saw that case in point. What was it? Midway through the first quarter, Ben, Golden State 3 points. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be an easy one. 29-15. Then they won the second quarter. And obviously coming out of the break, you don't have too much for the Golden State Warriors. And the MO for Golden State is they usually make great adjustments at the half. And still, Minnesota won the third quarter by 3 points, then the fourth quarter by 4 points with an easy victory. But the things that we thought would happen in this game, they, talking about the Golden State Warriors, would really struggle scoring the basketball, and they did right off the bat. The open jump shots weren't going down. Yes, Buddy Hield was there shooting 14 times for 15 points, but that's not good enough. Draymond Green had double digits in his last game here easily, only scored 9. Other players had to step up. What do we say, Donnie? Who's the guy you want to watch? It's Jimmy Butler. You can't be 6-13 for 17 points when you're the go-to guy. I don't care if that defense is going to focus on you. You need better. But having said that, does anybody actually think after game number 1, if they told you, Ben, that Steph Curry is not coming back for the series, this should be the way each game plays out? Minnesota's the much, much better team now.
Yeah, DRS, I think we were pretty spot on yesterday, and you see it in sports all the time. You lose your star player. You lose your best player, regardless of sport. In the immediate aftermath, the adrenaline, the momentum, you can kind of compensate for it. But when you have some time off for both sides to make their preparations and adjustments, but it's just going to benefit the team that did not lose its star. We'll talk about Anthony Edwards in just a matter of moments, and we saw that yesterday for Golden State. When you are missing one of the great scorers and shooters in the history of basketball, of course your offense is going to look a little bit stale, especially against a really good defensive side in Minnesota. DRS, I mentioned my favorite way of approaching yesterday's game, expecting the Timberwolves to win comfortably, was for a much better offensive outing, and that's what we saw over their team total of 106 in a hook. It was my best bet yesterday, but we discussed it. I didn't love the game overall because of the idea I wasn't sure how much offense the Dubs would put out there. They stayed under their team total of 95 and a hook. Minnesota evens this series with a 24-point win. We'll talk about where it leaves this series in just a little bit. And if the Timberwolves cover that lofty number, does that set the stage for what we are going to see the rest of this second round if/when Stephen Curry does return? But a scary moment, DRS, midway through the second quarter for the other superstar in this series, that being Anthony Edwards, went down and exited the game with about 5:56 remaining in that second quarter with a left ankle injury. The report right before the break, he was questionable to return, took the air out of the arena there in Minneapolis. He did warm up at the half, and he played right away in the third quarter, playing 19 of 24 minutes in the second half, scoring 20 points overall.
Yeah, that was big, too, because sometimes you can't really grade the injury based on what you see happen on the court, but you always get the videos of them going back to the locker room. He could barely put any weight on that ankle, so immediately they're thinking, like, wait a second. We lost Steph Curry on one side, and we probably lost Anthony Edwards on the other for multiple games. This is one of the wackiest series that you have, but you had to feel good, specifically if you backed Minnesota in the game and or the series, or if you're just a fan of the Timberwolves, where he played well in the second half, and it wasn't a cameo, Ben, right? Hey, came back for 5 minutes in the third quarter. Turns out we really didn't need me. I'm going back to the bench. He played all the way through, which is a great sign here. And also was a great sign for my under 27 and a half in that game. But you didn't need him in that game because why? The Golden State Warriors just weren't good enough. Good to see Anthony Edwards back in that environment here because you didn't want to see him go down. The Minnesota Timberwolves are the better team here. We're waiting on when Steph Curry, if Steph Curry can get back. But again, you watch that game play out last night. I don't care how angry Draymond Green got there. Is it unfair officiating? No. You're just not as good a basketball team as Minnesota heading into the series with Steph. Now without Steph, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, Draymond got into it with the referees based on a call midway through that opening half and was not very happy with how that game was called afterward. Draymond should be more mad at his three-point shooting. He was 4 of 10 in game number one, a huge burst for Golden State, even with Steph in the lineup, 2 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 6 from beyond the arc in only 29 minutes last night. Anthony Edwards did end up with 20 DRS, but under what was the largest points prop entering game number two, 26 and a half. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 20 points off the bench for Minnesota. Naz Reid continues to light it up from three. He had three triples, leading scorer for the Timberwolves, and in the game, that was Julius Randle with 24 points. So about what we expected, DRS, the T-Wolves coming out and taking advantage in the absence of Steph Curry. I asked you yesterday, if Minnesota comfortably covered as a 10.5-point home favorite, they did, they win by 24, how would it change your view on this series? I ask you the same question right now.
Yeah, the view, again, is if Steph Curry is not going to be back for games, what, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever it might be, like, the Minnesota Timberwolves are better. We expected a win yesterday. Did I want to lay the 10.5 points? Not necessarily, but it does make you feel better that the Timberwolves did win by margin as opposed by 5 or 6 with a close game. This game wasn't close from the jump, so the final score to me isn't even indicative of how well Minnesota played compared to how bad Golden State was. We just don't have weapons for Golden State. That's the issue. 100 points is going to be a lot for Golden State. And in the scope of the NBA, that's not good enough to win games and or playoff series.
The Timberwolves, no surprise, a stronger favorite to win this series outright, where the odds have shifted on the other side of the break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-D-E-N-D-Z.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We are all now tied at a game apiece as the Timberwolves even up their second round series against the Warriors in the absence of Steph Curry last night in the Twin Cities. And Donnie, there was no question that after game one, even without Steph out there, the offense for Minnesota was terrible. But head coach in the Twin Cities, Chris Finch, wanted to remind everybody it wasn't just terrible shooting. They weren't moving the ball well. They weren't moving themselves around the court well. They weren't playing with the intensity necessary for a playoff series, certainly in the conference semifinals on their own home floor. So what did Minnesota's head coach think about the performance in game number two? Here's Chris Finch.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony's pretty much always the same. That's one thing that we love about him. He's resilient. He responds. He's been professional. You know, he's taken the criticism in the film room. He's taken the criticism whenever it's come his way, and he always bounces back. And he does it with a smile on his face, and that's when we know that he is at his best. That's one of the things I think that gives him a great platform to lead and be the leader for this team. So he was good. I think mood has been appropriate. You know, we've been all business, and team has been kind of a little quiet in the last day and a half. But I like that. Hopefully they're stewing. So.
Chris Finch happy with the mood of his team, DRS. They will fly to San Francisco probably today for game number three by the Bay tomorrow. The Timberwolves still with no Steph Curry in the lineup for Golden State, 5-point road favorite.
Yeah, they needed the bounce back. They did get the bounce back, and they were supposed to bounce back against a hurt Warriors team at this point. And you're the higher seed. You're supposed to win these two games. But you got to feel good if you are the Minnesota Timberwolves heading back to the Bay Area, understanding you handled your business, you won easily, and the uphill climb has only began here for the Golden State Warriors. Maybe it gets better where your B-level players and your bench players play better on their home court, but I don't even know if the Golden State Warriors get another game in the series unless we get a miraculous healing recovery for Steph Curry.
But, Dr. Donnie, we know that's unlikely. A grade one left hamstring strain. And it's not like, hey, he's out for games three and four. He's going to be ready for game five. It's, hey, he's out for sure for games three and four and game two, of course, yesterday evening as well. We'll see how he is feeling, how his body responds for game five, six, and seven, if we even get to that stage. And, Donnie, there wasn't really a shock, despite the T-Wolves being down 0-1 after losing game number one on its home floor, that Minnesota was still a series favorite in the injury to Steph Curry. Minus 220, the price on the Timberwolves entering game number two. Stronger despite losing the first game of the set than the odds entering the opening game of this second round. Minnesota wins comfortably by 24 and now a stronger favorite outright at minus 330. That's all well and good. But what really stands out to me, DRS, entering yesterday, Minnesota to win this series in the distance in seven games was the most likely outcome. The shortest price in the series correct score odds at 3-1. Now what's the shortest number for this series to only go five games at plus 152?
Yeah, and I thought that was ridiculous that it was going to go seven games yesterday, and that's what the sports books thought at that point. Well, if you think Steph Curry's coming back and being healthy for game five, it probably goes to seven. But if any indication in game number two of how the Warriors are going to play the rest of the series, it's certainly not going seven games, and it might just go five at this point. Also understand this. Minnesota knows they just got to win one game in San Francisco. Boy, that game three is going to be really pivotal, because if you get one of those games again, 115-100, the Minnesota Timberwolves, all that air gets let out of the building in San Francisco. They're going to give you their best punch reaching game number three as a chance to get back into the series and buy more time for Steph Curry if they need it. So I'm looking forward to that first quarter, first half in San Francisco this weekend just to see how they come out and play.
Tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, DRS might only be watching that first quarter because of the weird tip time tomorrow evening. That's why the bet is on that. DRS, right before game number two got started last night in Minneapolis, I did bet the Timberwolves as the series spread favorites, laying a game and a half at a plus 122 number. It's now minus 130 for Minnesota to win this in six games or earlier. And again, we now expect this just to go five in a gentleman's sweep in the absence of Steph Curry. I gave myself a little bit of wiggle room for Minnesota to even win this in six games at the -1.5 in the series spread.
Yeah, take a look at round number one. Like, they beat a much more talented, it figures, and also much more healthy Los Angeles Lakers team in five games, which included game number five, clinching on the road. So if this game does go, let's just say, six games, hey, they can't win a closeout pressure-packed situation on the road. No, they just did it in round number one. Timberwolves will be just fine. They're better and way better now without Steph Curry on the Warriors.
In a five-point road favorite tomorrow night in San Francisco. Yep. A doubleheader on this Friday and a check at where the odds are all around the NBA postseason. Up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, every second round series has seen two games, at least so far in this NBA postseason. A doubleheader of game threes in the story of this weekend, DRS, will be the change in location. Tonight, we go to Denver at altitude between the Nuggets and the Thunder. That's the nightcap. And the Pacers return home in Indianapolis with a 2-0 series advantage over a Cleveland Cavaliers team, despite being the one seed that is limping into game number three. The Thunder and Denver also even at a game apiece. Same story, of course, in our other Western Conference set, Minnesota winning by 24. You can make some similarities. Of course, no injuries to a superstar, DRS, between the Nugs and the Thunder. But, of course, a team that stole game number one in dramatic fashion got absolutely routed in game number two. David Adelman, the interim head coach of Denver, saying, hey, we know we're leaving with a split, but after getting our doors blown off by 43 points, we're not feeling great about where we stand heading back to Mile High. The Oklahoma City Thunder probably feeling pretty good as the West's number one seed and a hefty minus 195 favorite to win the Western Conference crown. The price on the Warriors getting longer and longer by the day without Steph Curry in the fold. And Donnie, when Steph Curry got injured early in that second quarter of game number one earlier this week, I could not bet the series price live. Of course, it was not available on the FanDuel Sportsbook, but I wanted some action on the Timberwolves, thinking they were now in pole position to win this series. So I bet Minnesota at a plus 360 price to win the Western Conference crown, hoping for a juicier number in that conference final series, more than likely against OKC. Slightly juicier than it is now. Not quite as juicy as it was entering game two. It was plus 390, but the T-Wolves now the second best price at plus 330. What do you make of those Western Conference title odds?
What I make is it makes sense, right? Because you're anticipating the Golden State Warriors. If you wanted to take 13-1 flyer, that Steph's going to miraculously recover, or the Golden State Warriors can win this series without him and he's healthy and ready for the Western Conference Finals. You got a great price at 13-1. That won't be what the price would be if they do make it there and Steph Curry is available. But you're taking a leap of faith. The same thing with the Denver Nuggets. You love the fact they won game number one. You just hate the fact that they got beat by almost 50 points in game number two to sort of set it back. But understand this too. Like, the preconceived notion that we have the favorites in the NBA are just supposed to get 4-0 sweeps all the way through so they play real competition in the Eastern or Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals. Like, these are good basketball teams. The Denver Nuggets have a championship pedigree with the best player on the planet. They went 1-1. Like, oh, man, what's wrong with OKC? Lost game number one. Like, this happens all the time. Good basketball teams are going to beat other good basketball teams. That's why you play seven games so the cream can rise to the top, and it certainly looks like it's going to do that with OKC. Do I want to take OKC at a minus 195 price? Not necessarily. necessarily, but they're markedly better than the Timberwolves and seemingly on the Nuggets, even though that series is only 1-1. I don't want to take the Nuggets at an 8-1 price. I don't want to take the Warriors at a 13-1 price. We'll talk about the Eastern Conference in just a little bit, but these numbers seem appropriate here. Like Minnesota, I think you can pencil them in to the Western Conference Finals, which is why they're at a 330 price. The expectation is they've already beat the Warriors. So that number is not going to change all that much until you get into the Western Conference Finals. And if it is OKC, who let's just say wins in a gentleman's sweep, those prices would be appropriate here. But I agree exactly where these price points at right now for the Western Conference.
And right now, OKC is a minus 590 favorite to win its series against the Nuggets outright. Minnesota now minus 330 to win its series against Golden State outright as well. So, DRS, I guess I ask from the perspective that unless Steph Curry makes a miraculous recovery, and the Nuggets are certainly going to stay in this series, but we give the edge to the Thunder as we saw in game number two as we get ready for game three in Denver tonight. If it is OKC in Minnesota, as the odds makers expect, as frankly we kind of expect at this moment, how strong of a favorite are the Thunder for the Western Conference Finals?
I mean, I don't know. Like, by the way, my earpiece cut out there for a second, so I can't even answer the question appropriately, so please repeat it.
let me ask you. So I was saying the odds makers expecting OKC and Minnesota to be in the Western Conference Finals. Right now the price on the Thunder to win the Western Conference crown -195. How strong of a favorite will Oklahoma City be in that Western Conference Finals matchup?
It depends how they get there. And I know it's like a cop-out strategy because it's like, okay, if the Timberwolves get there healthy and dispatch of the Warriors in five games, you know they're going to be game for that, and they're a good team, and it's the Western Conference Finals. But I have a feeling like Oklahoma City at minus 195 might be a slight bargain if you take them right now to win the Western Conference Finals. So I would probably say that number increases as we go further because the expectations for me are I think the Timberwolves should be able to close in five or six games here with the Golden State Warriors. But let's just say the Warriors rise up in game number three at home and handle their business. That's more likely to me than the Denver Nuggets saying, okay, we'll split a game and now we're going to have a six or seven game series with OKC. Just the way the game number two's played out individually for both of those teams. So for me, if I put a number minus 195 or higher once they get to that series against the Minnesota Timberwolves, I would say that number would be higher.
Yeah, and Donnie, I think it's a really fascinating point as well, where things stand right now. Both of those series tied at a game all. We talked about the series pricing for the Warriors and the T-Wolves entering game number one and how our producer extraordinaire, Joe Rizzo, predicted Minnesota would be favored. I said he was crazy because at the time when we had that conversation, both Golden State and Minnesota were up 3-1 in their opening round series. The Warriors against the Rockets, the Timberwolves against LeBron, Luka, and the Lakers. And Golden State had a shorter price to win the Western Conference by $2 in front of Minnesota. Yeah. So I was like, look what the odds makers are telling us. If Golden State advances to the second round, they're going to have a better outlook than that of the Timberwolves. Minnesota got it done in five games. Golden State had to go on the road to win it in seven. So Donnie's point is not just a cop-out. It is truly what we are going to see. And DRS, I also think one of the bigger disparities we have seen so far in the second round, because the Celtics and the Cavs are both in an 0-2 hole. The distance that Oklahoma City has now created atop the NBA title odds to win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Plus 120, the Thunder over $2 in front of the Celtics. Yeah. Really, that was a dime, 20 cents, at most a half-dollar gap all year long, including into the postseason, and the Cavs falling all the way back to plus 850 as well.
Yeah, you're looking for some value in this. Like, okay, say we expect them to be the best team and get the NBA Finals. 120 is not good enough for me right now. But then you take a look at the Boston Celtics and go, wait a second, plus 330. Why would I buy into that? They're down 0-2 against the Knicks. I actually think there's value in the Boston Celtics at a plus 330 price, because understand this as well. They're favored, and not just by a coin flip, like, hey, -1, -1.5. They're favored by 5-plus points here in Madison Square Garden. I expect a monster performance from them. The other team I would look at is not the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think they might be dead in the water, but it's a team that's actually beating the Cleveland Cavaliers, which is the Pacers. So I'm trying to maximize the Eastern Conference with a very good odds going up against OKC. So if you take a 330 flyer on the Boston Celtics and you figure they get there, 330 is a much better price than what you were getting at the beginning of the playoffs. And or the Indiana Pacers, which I guess if you rode the Pacers coming into the playoffs, that price point was crazy high and you should have taken that. But a 14-1 price point, if I'm anticipating that the Knicks could beat the Celtics, you say, okay, that's an easier path now for the Indiana Pacers at 14-1. But also at the same time, if the Pacers get there and the Celtics make a comeback, you have a +330 price and a 14-1 price right now at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and you guaranteed to have one of those teams make it into the NBA Finals. That's the way I'm playing it from an Eastern Conference perspective on the Celtics and the Pacers for me.
I think it's a really good point, DRS. And as you can see right there, very long prices still both on New York and Indiana. The Pacers was the longest price to win the Eastern Conference crown at +360, only a dime behind their foe in the Cavs. But the Knicks at a 3-1 number, second best price behind Boston. If you think the odds makers are out of whack, I would not fault you. But again, we talked about this yesterday. Despite being down 0-2 in both the series for the Cavs against the Pacers and the Celtics against the Knicks, Boston and Cleveland are going to remain favorites more than likely in every single game, however long this series goes. And that's why you have the disparity in the odds. The results of the games not matching up with what the odds makers are projecting based on their own ratings. Thus, if the odds makers are incorrect, and of course, both Indiana and New York have the advantages right now in what actually matters, the series score, you can find some value. Some MLB news and scores from yesterday. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
A 9-game slate because of a doubleheader inside Coors Field yesterday on a shorter Thursday slate around Major League Baseball, a full Friday, all 30 MLB clubs in action, 15 games on the diamond to kick off your weekend. But from some news from yesterday as well, DRS, as we shared in our opening segment, the Pirates getting rid of manager Derek Shelton, because when your organization is flawed, of course, you need somebody to blame. So after a 12-26 start, the Pirates fire manager Derek Shelton.
That's, look, again, who Derek Shelton is could have fooled me here. Had no, like, yeah, if you would have told me, like, hey, nice man, this guy got the raw deal, comes into 2025 as the manager and the guy's already gone a month in the season because it didn't work out, you could have sold me on that because I got no idea who this guy is. And rightfully, I shouldn't have any idea who the Pirates manager is because they're inconsequential in Major League Baseball as a whole. They don't win any games. They don't try to spend any money. And of course, see, and it just does this pile all into it. It's like, all right, we need superstars like Paul Skeens. So let's go with a manager nobody ever heard of. Why? Because he's probably cheap as hell and was dying to just be a manager in Major League Baseball, and this is how it works out. Now, other side of the coin, he didn't have a fair chance. Imagine going to every single game where you are undermanned against 98% of your opponents. That's what he was up against. So the fact that he got fired, it's like doing me a favor. Every day I'm trying to come up with roster combinations where I go, okay, I got O'Neill Cruz. He's really good. Brian Reynolds some of the time is really good. Everybody else sucks in my lineup. Okay, go out there and win. And every other starter outside of Paul Skeens is terrible. Good. Go out there and win some baseball games. Boy, we don't have money to spend on our bullpen. Good. When we're up 3-2 in the eighth inning, I have nobody to put in and we lose. Just blame the manager at this point right now. It's a complete scapegoat. And here's the thing too, Ben. It's not as if we operate in a bubble where it's like any owner that takes over Pittsburgh is not allowed to spend money. It's just the way it has to be. You can get a tech trillionaire in there that will immediately turn Pittsburgh around and in their winning ways. This is where a team gets held hostage and the city gets so upset. Imagine if, like, every 4 years we vote for president, every 6 years you vote for the Senate. Imagine if you could vote who actually owns your team and how much they would have to provide to you in those 4 to 6 years to show you their worth of why they should be an owner. We can't fire owners, and I feel so bad for Pittsburgh. With a storied history of Major League Baseball, they're an embarrassment where they actually told fans in the past, Ben, what are you worried about? The ballpark's beautiful. Just enjoy baseball. We're not spending any money. We're looking to make money. Deal with it.
It does really stink, DRS, because some people use their MLB organization and franchise as literally just looking over the bottom line and trying to find as much as you can. It's unfortunate, right? And it doesn't have to be that way. We have seen owners, look at Steve Cohen for the New York Mets, come in with their fortunes and say, we're spending all the big bucks that we can. It is one of the issues, I think, with Major League Baseball, kind of in the NBA, but more so in MLB, because of how split ownerships can be and because of how regional and geographic it can be based on markets and their respective and individual TV deals. Very different than the National Football League, where you have that revenue sharing. It is a completely different ballgame. Sorry for Derek Shelton early in his sixth season as the manager in Pittsburgh. Donnie, let me ask you a question. Do you think you could name more managers around Major League Baseball or NBA head coaches?
Wow. You know what? It's funny. Like, well, Donnie, of course, you probably know just about every manager in baseball. I'm telling you, I don't. I swear. Like NFL head coaches, we know. Like college football coaches, we all know the big names. In Major League Baseball, like outside, like Dave Roberts and your hometown team, nobody knows anybody out there, I swear.
I was just doing some quick mental math myself.
I'm not sure
I could get halfway. Like, I don't know if I could get 15 of 30.
No, I'm telling you right now, I probably, honestly, would be 20% or less in Major League Baseball managers. I don't read about them. I don't care about them. It's just about players to me, which is insane. In the NFL, you go 32 for 32 easily in that spot. But baseball, terrible. Same, like basketball, same thing. But you should know the baseball managers, but I just don't pay attention to it.
All right, question. Charles Lee, is he an NBA head coach or an MLB manager?
Shot. I mean, sounds like, you know, Bruce Lee's brother at this point. You know what I mean? I have no idea. He's probably, who is he? Who is the guy?
He's an NBA head coach of the Charlotte Hornets. Please confirm, Frito, that I didn't mess that up.
Zero shot.
Did you know that we kind of work with MLB royalty in a way? Our producer extraordinaire is a relative of the Twins manager, right? Rocco Baldelli?
Yeah, see, I would have said like Gardenhire. Wasn't it Gardenhire before? Like that's like Rocco Baldelli. Never would have got that ever.
Carlos Correa.
No, Rocco Baldelli used to play baseball. Who?
Carlos Correa. Still plays in Minnesota, right?
Yeah. Carlos Correa's there. Yep. Byron Buxton. Boys. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Byron Buxton for sure.
Larnach.
Twins playing some better baseball as the Twins yesterday sweeping the Baltimore Orioles. They have won 5 or 6 straight. The AL Central kind of looking stacked at this moment. Elsewhere yesterday, DRS, the Red Sox win the rubber match of their 3-game midweek set in Fenway against the Texas Rangers, blanking Texas 5-0. Rafael Devers, a home run and a couple of ribbies, but after the game was asked if he would consider a move to first base as the Red Sox approached him with such. Tristan Casas, the young first baseman for Boston, a knee injury. He is out for the remainder of this season. Rafi basically saying, no, I'm good. They already made me move from third base to welcome in Alex Bregman. I'm now just a DH. They told me to put the glove away. I'm not going to find a first baseman to be on the other side of the infield.
They can't be serious with this. Like, it's one thing to say, like, hey, you know what? We're going to meet in late October when the season is over. Rafi, here's what I need from you, kid. Like, third baseman, we're going to get another one in here. I need you to learn first base. So you got 6 to 8 months. We will send our best scouts and our best instructors down to take ground balls and teach you the etiquette of first base, like what Bryce Harper did over an all season. And he's a very serviceable plus a level first baseman now. But you can't say, hey, Bryce, like for the Phillies, go to first base, then move you back to third base, which you never played before. It's unbelievable. Like, this isn't like a AAA kid just saying, I'll do anything to break into Major League Baseball. If you break the psyche of an elite Major League Baseball hitter where half his mind is like, I just want to focus on what I need to do at the plate, and now goes, man, when I get out there in the second inning, like if there's men on first and second base, like what do I do? Where do I play? Like, you can't do this. I'm embarrassed for the Boston Red Sox organization for doing this to Rafael Devers.
Listen, I don't know enough of the MLB intricacies to point blame at somebody. Is it on the Red Sox? Should Rafi be able to do whatever he needs for his team? I think I can hear both arguments, DRS, but what is very plainly clear, there is a large relationship schism between Devers and the Red Sox. He is not pleased with how this season has played out, dating back from the winter and in spring training. More MLB headlines, including, is the new Pope a Cubs or a Sox fan? Find out next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
More Major League Baseball headlines from a Thursday, DRS. My Cincinnati Reds, a big blow yesterday. Yeah. I do believe Cincinnati also lost. They did in extras. Yes, the Braves walking it off with a two-run rally in the ninth to force extras. Atlanta winning 5-4 in the home half of the 11th. And on top of that, DRS, the groin strain for Hunter Greene, not a good thing since his ace has been placed on the IL.
Yeah, tough scene for the Reds right now, and also add insult to injury yesterday, losing that baseball game when you should have won it. But it's a big win for the Braves, getting closer now to 500 on the season. But again, we're focused here on the Reds at this point right now. Not great. They already don't have a great pitching staff to lead you with, and that was that one shining guy that could be there 5 to 6 days, or every fifth and sixth day, and say, you know what, lead us out. And he was doing it too. That should have been a victory, and then he goes down. That's a shame. It really is.
It really is, DRS. Of course, for the Braves on the other side, an 0-7 start. They are now 18-19, so they've gone 18-12 since they've won four of their last five. They take the rubber match, or they win the series, a four-game set against the Reds this week. The Braves take 3 of 4. More news around Major League Baseball. The Royals, red hot. They absolutely hammered the Chicago White Sox. 10-0 yesterday at Kauffman. Some afternoon baseball, -250 for KC. Sixth consecutive win for Kansas City, DRS. After an 8-14 start to this year, not great. The Royals have won 15 of their last 17. Bobby Witt Jr., red hot. But we really talk about this game for other reasons. Of course, a big day yesterday, the white smoke out of the Vatican and Sistine Chapel. A new pope has been elected, Pope Leo XIV, the first ever American pope. He hails from Chicago. So the conversation was a big one yesterday. Is he a Cubs fan or a White Sox fan? ABC News originally reporting that he's a backer of the Cubbies, trying to fly the W out of the Vatican. However, his brother, in a report with WGN in Chicago, saying, I don't know where they got that from. He's always been a Sox fan. The Chicago Sun-Times sharing a photo of Pope Leo XIV attending the World Series back in 2005. A Southsider through and through, Pope Leo XIV needs to figure some things out, maybe from a holier spirit, to turn things around for the Chicago White Sox.
By the way, I think it's the Alan Parsons Project, I want to say, the song that the Chicago Bulls used to play back in the 1990s when, you know, Michael Jordan used to come out. The fact that somebody put that edit together as he came out yesterday to that, it was absolutely fantastic.
Incredible.
That was, you know, internet never loses that point. But also, the Pope's got to come back. Is it guaranteed right field? I don't even know what the place is called anymore. He's got to bless that place, because right now it stinks.
Sure.
Like, on the day where the Pope gets announced from America as a native Chicago guy who roots for the Chicago Chicago White Sox. How do you repay that respect back? Getting shut out at home. Maybe it's perfect, though, in a way, right? The Chicago White Sox, I think, like, we're not going to change our stripes. Nothing is going to change here. No matter the Pope came from here. And cheers for us. Let's sing a goose egg here on his big day. How about that?
The first ever Pope from the United States, a Villanova grad. I mean, yeah. All throughout NIL's the year, DRS, Big East basketball going to be popping. I mean,
international immobiliary, NIL. Man, my goodness. Michael Corleone money flowing into NIL at Villanova now. Hey-o. Let's go. Yeah.
Oh, man. That was good. A second donation going around the pews asking for Villanova to make sure they can be competitive in that NIL market. It was a sensational day of content on social media, on Twitter, and everything. Also, the Pope walking out as he was introduced, DRS, not just the serious, as we saw for what the Chicago Bulls had in the 90s, but also Love Sosa by Chicago native Chief Keef. I mean, as good as it gets around social media yesterday. Speaking of the AL Central, DRS, as we shared, the Tigers score 10 runs in the opening game of a doubleheader and then one up that in the second game of a doubleheader against the Rockies yesterday at Coors Field, scoring 11. The Tigers have won 11 of their last 13. The Tigers have the best record in Major League Baseball, in the American League, now 25-13, but matching the Dodgers for that best record around the bigs.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, too, because you look at those games in Coors yesterday. Kyler Montero's not even a good pitcher there. 8 innings pitch, 5 hits, 1 earned run in Coors. And Gordon missed out a little bit for us yesterday. Not a great pitcher in the minor league system, but he went 6 1/3 innings pitch with 4 earned runs, which wasn't bad. The bullpen gave way, and just about everybody you like to bet in that lineup. By the way, if you were a Riley Green backer where everybody got a statistic but him, that's a tough scene in that game. I bet it should have taken a team total or didn't, but I probably would have had Green wrapped into a couple different things and been furious with myself. But hey, Tigers beating bad baseball team, all counts the same.
Hour number two on the other side of the break here on the Early Line.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.